community ESID goes international today when we record our very first podcast in English here in Löfbergs Arena. You're listening to a brand new episode with me, Solveig Voice, and today's guest, Matt Tompkins. Welcome, Matt.
Thank you very much. Thanks for having me.
Oh, thank you for coming. You just finished practice.
Yeah, just finished up. So yeah, come upstairs here and do a podcast. It's good.
Yeah, and I showed you our lounge here. It's your first time behind the scenes.
Yeah, I actually haven't been up here and kind of seen all the suites and the upper level here. So very nice. I'm actually really blown away by how nice this arena is. I just kind of see it from ice level, but obviously don't see inside the walls.
No, I mean, you're never here. You're always on the other side.
Yeah, we got our own entrance there down in the room and kind of in and out there. That's really all I see.
Yeah. But it's a good arena, though. You have great facilities.
It's amazing. Even, last year when I wasn't playing on the team, this was always my favorite arena in the league. So very, cool and awesome to be able to play here for 26 home games and playoffs and all that. So it's awesome.
Good. Yeah. All right. So we're going to start with a warm-up today. And I can tell you that the questions are quite mixed.
Okay.
You can be prepared for almost anything.
Okay.
Yeah. First question. Who in the team has surprised you the most?
Surprised me the most?
Yeah.
Okay.
It can be off ice or on ice.
Oh, that's a tough one, actually, to start. I think there's so many guys that have kind of surprised me that were, you kind of see guys from afar when you're on a different team and you come in and they kind of throw you off, not people that you would maybe necessarily think they are, but I mean, nobody really jumps to mind, honestly, good or bad, so that's a good thing, but
that's good.
Yeah that kind of stumped me there.
You can come back to it also
I'll think about that one.
Like Joel Nyström, I forgot him, okay, next question, very weird one.
Okay.
I have read that you have 5% body fat. So the question is, what is your favorite pizza topping?
My favorite pizza topping?
If you ever treat yourself.
Of course, I treat myself to pizza. I'm just a classic, like pepperoni.
Yeah. Really?
Yeah, just
pepperoni, cheese.
Pretty simple, yeah. Maybe like a barbecue chicken if I want to mix it up.
Yeah.
Yeah, so. But I have been a big fan of the kebab pizza that I've been here in Sweden for.
Really?
Yeah, that's, I'm pretty... pretty big fan of that one. So that's different to me. We don't have that at home. So I think it was just kind of new and exciting.
When did you have your first one?
Maybe about a month or so after I'd been here last year. And then, that was kind of a Sunday go-to for me for a while. So those are awesome.
Did you have it like with spicy sauce or did you have
I went all out. Yeah. I got everything that the guys had told me to get. So, all the sauces, all the toppings, everything. So
I'm a
pretty big fan.
In heaven. But otherwise, do you like live to please your physio and nutrition coach, Kalenius?
Yeah, a little bit. I mean, it kind of just comes with the job. Mm. It's, part of being a professional. And of course, it's not as black and white as it may seem. There's definitely some wiggle room and days to have a kebab pizza and stuff like that. But I take it pretty seriously. I think it's a big part of, being a professional and I want to have a long career. So I kind of do everything I can away from the rink to give myself the best chance of that.
Very good. Your favorite spot in Karlstad and you can't pick the arena.
Can't pick the arena.
No, I'm sorry.
Favorite spot would be probably the Espresso House right by my apartment. I frequent there pretty often.
Really?
So I don't get out much. I'm, kind of a homebody in that sense, but that'd be my good spot. Or Baron. I love that place. That's a great restaurant. Yeah. So those are my two spots in town.
Well, you have two favorites already. That's pretty well done.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So it's been good. I mean, I haven't been to many other places besides those two. I kind of keep it close and keep it familiar, but those are two pretty solid spots.
Very good. What's your favorite Swedish word?
I probably can't say that on the podcast.
Nope, sorry.
Yeah.
We have to edit this one then. Yeah. Do you know any like words from Värmland? Has Edsel and Lilis taught you any like local expressions?
Not so much. I mean, I kind of pick them up here and there, but I don't really, I'm still not at a point where I understand like what is joking and what is serious. So I'm still distinguishing between, certain types. I'm just starting to learn like hockey terms.
Yeah.
So it was challenging for me. Last year we had everything in English. This year is all in Swedish. Mm. So it's all kind of new to me and I'm trying to navigate my way through that. But I'm getting much better with, you know, kind of the locker room talk, so to speak, and all the hockey terms. So, yeah, but I'm still struggling with trying to pick up different phrases and expressions and stuff, because there's, of course, the, you know, the words, but kind of how you mix them together and how you express them in different ways is... I'm not there yet.
Yeah. No, and I mean the dialects and the variations also, because we have like a couple of local guys from here around the team, and then you have like from the north and stuff. So maybe it's, you can hear the melody shifting.
Exactly. Yeah. I definitely can't pick up accents in that sense. So it makes it even more challenging when you're trying to figure out what they're actually saying.
Well, that's exciting.
Yeah.
Yeah. What's the latest movie you watched?
Latest movie I watched? I think it was that Knives Out one on Netflix.
Okay.
The Glass Onion, I think it was called. It was pretty solid. Yeah, it was a spinoff of the first one. Yeah. I'm more of a TV show guy.
Really?
So, yeah, I love to watch TV shows. Just finished Succession on HBO. That was pretty solid. In the market for a new show now going forward, if you have any suggestions. But
I'm not. I have two very small children, so I don't watch anything.
Yeah. But yeah, more of a TV show.
Yeah.
Yeah. Favorite TV show all time would be Entourage too.
Really?
Yeah. I've probably seen it 10, 15 times through. Yeah.
Do you like binge watch your shows, or do you watch like...
Not so much. Maybe like an episode or two a day max. I mean, I kind of get bored of it pretty quick if I just sit on the couch and watch TV for 3-4 hours. That's not really me. So I'm very slow at watching TV shows in comparison to what I've heard from a lot of the other guys.
Yeah, I can imagine that sometimes they and everyone else watches like 5 to 7 to 10 episodes straight.
Yeah, I think it's part of the lifestyle of a lot of guys. It's, you know, a lot of free time and a lot of time on the road too.
Yeah.
So a lot of guys are pretty, you know, in the habit of watching shows just back to back to back on the bus or... whenever we're traveling in that sense. So, yeah, I think it leaks into their daily lives as well, even when they're home.
Probably.
Yeah.
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 Yeah. What do you do when you come home from practice?
Not too much. Kind of just hang out. I have my fiance here with me. And so we kind of just, you know, hang out and watch shows and do whatever we got to do for the day. And yeah, that's pretty much it. Make dinner, you know.
Yeah.
Make dinner pretty much every night at home, which is great. And yeah, just kind of hang out. I mean, it's throughout the season, there's definitely different times where you're either, you know, playing a lot of games, or it seems like you don't have a game forever. So you kind of shift your routines around that. But certainly when you're playing a lot of games or traveling a lot, you're just kind of relaxing as much as you can.
Taking it's good it to easy. Be home, isn't it?
Yeah, it's great. And, you know, obviously you have a couple spots around Karlstad that you, you know, go for coffee or go kind of walk around or go shopping or whatever.
Mm.
And, just stay busy that way, but it's been great.
Do you like Karlstad?
I love Karlstad.
Yeah?
Yeah, I wasn't really sure what to expect coming here. I had never been to the city. We would just kind of come here for the games and then out right after the two times I was here last year. So I was actually really blown away by how nice the city is. Mm. And I think it's a great mix where you have, it's a small town feel and you can access everything very quickly. But it's big enough that it has everything. I mean, you really don't have to leave the city if you don't want to. So I really enjoy living here, and it's been a really good place to call home.
It's what we call lagom in Swedish.
Okay.
Like it's good, not good enough is not the right word, but lagom, it's a very Swedish expression.
Okay, yeah.
So when it's not too big, not too small,
yeah,
it's just...
Yeah, that's exactly it. It's a nice balance.
Yeah.
Yeah, just enough people where it's... You know, you're not seeing the same faces every day.
No,
but,
that's right.
Yeah, small enough where, like I said, it's nice to be able to get everywhere quick within either a 10-minute drive or just a walk. So that's great.
Do you get recognized when you're out taking a coffee or?
Not so much. Maybe a couple times this year only, but yeah, not really.
No.
No.
You can walk around as a normal person.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, maybe I do. They just don't say anything.
They maybe just look and think, isn't that?
Yeah. Maybe they are saying something. I just don't understand
it. Could be as
That's
well.
That's possible as well.
Well, very good.
Yeah.
We're going to back up a bit time and start where everything began for you. Mm. In Sherwood Park. Is that the right place?
Sherwood Park, Alberta. Yeah. It's a city just outside of Edmonton, Alberta. Basically just a big suburb.
Yeah.
So, yeah, Edmonton has been home for me for my whole life.
Yeah. Do you come from a hockey family?
Yeah, a little bit. I mean, we all kind of naturally are hockey fans when you're from Canada, and especially Edmonton with the Oilers right there. You know, my dad played hockey and my brother did as well. So everybody's played at some point in their life. Yeah. And that's pretty common when you grow up in Edmonton, you kind of learn to walk and then you learn to skate.
Yeah.
And then naturally you start playing hockey at some point. So yeah, pretty big hockey family as far as, you know, hockey fans. But yeah, other than me, you know, everyone just kind of played a little bit here and there.
Yeah, they didn't become professional players? Or
No, started going into other endeavors. And my dad started working and started a business after high school and stopped playing then. And same for my brother. He just pursued a working career after high school. And they've both been very successful in that. So yeah, it was a good decision for them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And they follow you in your career and very
They're involved. Super supportive. Yeah. It's, I'm so lucky to have them and all their support throughout all the years. I mean, you never really know how long you're going to play and you kind of go year by year. And it's so funny to look back and think of, you know, you've been playing for so long and they've been supporting you like every step throughout the way. So that's been amazing. My whole family, mom, dad, brother, sister have been so supportive and, you know, so eager to come visit me during the seasons, and they watch every game and, you know, follow the highlights when they aren't able to watch. So it's been awesome.
Yeah. Have they been here in Calista visiting you?
Yeah. Everybody's been here year already. So that's been great. They kind of split up the trips so that it's not all at once. And that's, you know, something that's great for me where I can always kind of look forward to a visitor coming. But yeah, they really enjoyed coming and everybody came last year and this year, and it's kind of a yearly thing. They come for a trip or two whenever they can.
Well, that's nice.
Yeah, it's awesome. I'm so lucky for that.
Yeah. Wonderful. Before you came to Sweden and Gothenburg, you spent some time in the Chicago organization, which wasn't like that good for you. It was quite challenging.
Yeah, it's challenging. I think playing in the minors in North America is very challenging. It's pretty cutthroat over there, very tough business. And, you know, especially for someone like me, I was never really a high draft pick or a highly touted prospect by any means. So it was pretty tough to kind of get my footing once I finished college. So, yeah, it was, you know, challenging trying to climb the depth chart. And that's what's especially hard in North America is there's always the factor of, you know, free agent signings and trades and different things kind of going on that always keeps you on your toes in that sense. So, I was never able to make it into the NHL or play any games, but certainly proud of how I was able to, you know, claw tooth and nail to get where I was and be a full-time goalie in the American Hockey League. So that was great. And I definitely felt I made the most of my opportunities, but the unfortunate thing is those opportunities were maybe few and far between.
Yeah. And I can imagine it's more like a one man for himself compared to Sweden, where it's much more team.
Yeah. That's a very challenging thing as well in North America is that, especially in the minors, it's very, you know, selfish focus, which is tough as a goalie where you're looking for a team environment where everybody's on the same page. And, you know, the better defensive structure you have is the better your life for a goalie. But sometimes that's hard to find as, you know, guys are really just playing to get called up. And I think that's no secret. So it can be a challenging environment. It just kind of is what it is and you make the most of it. But it was a nice shift for me to come to Sweden.
Yeah, I can imagine. What are the biggest differences? Because when you came here, your first season, was it like a shock, like a hockey culture shock for you? Or
yeah, a little bit. I think it was really just, it was nice to be able to get rid of all those factors that I just mentioned where, you know, you're not getting sent down. You have to be trying to play to get called up. You're not really worried about all those outside factors. And you can really just focus on what you're doing every day instead of all the outside noise affecting you mentally. So that was really nice. And obviously, like you said, the environment as far as a team really changes over here. I find that when you have that structure of, you know, your team is your team from day one, it's really easy to kind of get soaked into that environment of having a team first attitude and focus in that regard. So I really did enjoy that. And it's been, you know, so awesome to be part of groups that stay together And yeah, it's just really been a nice shift. And like I said, kind of an easier to focus on what you're doing every day when there's not all that outside noise and concern.
No, I can imagine. It's more like in the minors, you're discovering almost like a business, you know?
Yeah, you're really just focused on yourself. And, and that's just kind of the environment that it is, unfortunately, where the better you play as an individual, the higher your chances are of getting called up to the NHL. And there's really no way around that. It's just kind of the nature of the beast. So it's... Yeah, very challenging to, you know, be part of that environment for a long time. And especially if things aren't going your way, it's easy to, have a lot of outside thinking about that.
Did you ever consider quitting with hockey? Did you ever come to that point where it's not fun anymore?
I wouldn't say like seriously. I think every player has certainly those times in their career where they consider it, but by no means did I ever... you know, truly, truly consider it. And it was challenging at times. The thing for me was when I first turned professional after college was I was just on 1 year contracts every year. So it was 1 year, 1 year.
Stressful.
Every year. It's stressful. But as far as, you know, considering quitting and stuff like that, you're just kind of year to year and you really reevaluate at the end of the year. And yeah, of course, for me, every year I decided to go back, so it couldn't have been that bad. But yeah, you certainly, you're trying to move up as quick as you can, and you're trying to put yourself in good positions, but there's so many different moving parts, and you know, it wears on some guys more than others. And I saw it every year that I was there where guys would be, you know, either 1 year out of college and that was enough, or sometimes they last three, four, sometimes it never gets to them. But yeah, but for me personally, by no means was it ever like a true thought.
No.
I was just kind of year to year. And at the end of every season, I was, you know, motivated to give it another try. And certainly happy now at this point that I did.
I can imagine.
Yeah, it's such a good environment for me to end up here in Europe. So I'm very happy about that journey.
Yeah, we're not going to get too deep into your time in Gothenburg and Frölunda, but... from someone who's following you and the team from the outside, and I can imagine the fans as well, it seems like you have found your spot here, that you really feel very calm and settled here in Karlstad. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I feel awesome here.
Yeah,
I really can't express that enough. And yeah, definitely a lot of learning curves last year as far as the transition to Europe, the, you know, moving to a new country, and then of course all the on-ice stuff as far as different style of play and different environments and bigger ice and a lot of different variables in that sense. So coming into this year, I of course felt much more comfortable with the environments and what to expect from the league and the players and stuff like that. And then of course the environment here in Färjestad has just been, you know, able to make those changes like exponentially better. I feel like when you're in really good environments, you're able to really focus on what's important and what you need to do to be the best hockey player that you can. And that's certainly the case here, where I've just felt at home right from day one and just felt like I've, you know, really been able to excel my game because of the environment and the people that I've been able to work with every day. So I can't say enough good things about that and the city and everything to make this transition here. And of course, being in the second year of being in this league helps a lot, but I think the bigger factor for me has been the environment that I'm in right now, and you know, just kind of really pushing the envelope as much as we can to get me to be the best hockey player that I can be.
Do you feel yourself? You've been here now for a little more than a half year. How have you developed on ice?
I think the biggest thing for me has been mentally, like my approach to every day in practice and my approach to every game. I really set out this season to try and be as consistent as possible and really just focus on what I can do to put myself in the best position, which in turn, of course, puts the team in the best position to win every single game. And that has started from day one, and working with Maskin and Dennis has been awesome, where I think the three of us together have been able to develop so many good habits and really just build such a great foundation that nothing really changes for us every day. And the focus is on a few things that will make us successful. And as a goalie, that's so important because there's so many different factors that change every game and every day that can, you know, put you in different situations. So the better your foundation and the better your habits and your mental approach to the game, the better position you are to, you know, be consistent over the season and really just continue to improve every single day. Mm. So, yeah, again, the environment has just been awesome with helping, you know, make those things come true.
How do you work with them? Because we see you on ice like before practice for a short while, and then mm-hmm. the other players come out. Mm-hmm. Do you work like even in the gym session together with Muskin and?
Yeah, that's been awesome. Where you know, we have specific gym sessions that we'll do just me and Dennis and Richard, which is awesome. Where we can, you know, focus on goalie oriented stuff, and so we'll do that separate from the team a lot of times. And then of course, yeah, we'll step on early here and work on different things. And then I think the other thing too, that there's so much conversation going on in the locker room, on the road, you know, whenever you have a free minute and you're just kind of talking hockey, you're talking goalie stuff and being goalie nerds to an extent. But that's great because it creates an environment where you're kind of eager to, you know, push new things, try new things. And you're always kind of looking to develop as the season goes on. And I think that's so important, especially over a long season. It's so easy to forget about those things and just kind of get complacent or happy with where your game's at. But I think the environment here and working with Maskin is he's always kind of, you know, what's the next thing we can strive for? And they're not huge things, but it's just little things to kind of give you that extra edge. And so that when you look back over the course of the year, all those little things have added up and you can really see the progression of your game over the season. So, yeah, it's just been such a great environment where there's a lot of these little things that we do every day and we keep very consistent habits that, you know, they build up over time. And it's just been awesome to see where we're at now versus the start of the year and all these little things that, yeah, have come together.
Did you expect that you would come where you are today, this short period of time? We're working with Muskin and Dennis.
Yes and no. Yeah. I would say no over the course of the summer. But yes, as soon as I got here, if that makes sense.
Yeah.
It's tough to, you know, you don't want to look too far ahead. And, you know, I truly believe that when you have goals, it's of course a great thing to have a goal, but you need a good foundation and habits to get you to that goal. And that's often overlooked. So that's one thing that has been so great here is from day one, we had like such a good foundation of everything that we do every day and why we do it. And yeah, it's just been, as soon as we kind of had that, then you really can start feel like you're able to push your game as far as it can go. So that's been really exciting. And you try not to get too far ahead of yourself.
No, I can imagine. That's the other struggle, not to get like too excited.
Exactly. Yeah. Which I fall victim to sometimes. I get pretty excited about, you know, doing different things with hockey and excited about, you know, just playing really every day. So that's awesome. But you know, even that, saying that, that's another big factor too, is I'm really excited to come here every day and hockey doesn't feel like a job or something that I'm forced to do by any means.
No.
So that's great when you can really just be happy coming to work every day and happy to work as hard as you possibly can to improve as much as you can. So that's really fun.
I'm quite curious about your work with Dennis because you didn't know each other before you came here.
No.
What do you say about him? How would you describe him as your teammate and as a goalie that you compete with as well?
Yeah, first and foremost, Dennis is an awesome person. You know, it's so great to have a good relationship with him off the ice. I think that's so important for goalies to be successful, is to have a really good relationship as people and as friends away from the rink, and because you spend so much time together. So yeah, that's definitely first, is that he's just an awesome guy to be around, and I really enjoy working alongside him and Maskin. And of course, Dennis's play speaks for itself. I knew right away last year when I saw him play that he was going to be a special goalie, and I think everyone has seen that at some point. So he definitely has a very, very bright future. And it's so cool to be able to work with him. Of course, we have a very big age difference, but you know, I learned just as much from Dennis as he learns from me. So that's very cool where you can have that relationship where you can, you know, really push each other in that sense. And, yeah, he's just been awesome to work with overall. I think he's very eager to learn. He's very, you know, willing to work on things, and, he's just so excited to push his game as far as it can go. And yeah, like I said, he just has such a bright future. I'm so excited to see where he ends up. I think he's going to play in the NHL for a long time. And I think a lot of that is credit to his work ethic and his personality and you know, willingness to work hard and eagerness really to become the best he can. And of course, the environment here is awesome for that. Maskin is so good at working with him and understanding that there's a different approach to Dennis than there is to me.
Yeah.
But I think it's just been such a great balance between the three of us of, you know, the environment we get to come into every day. So it's been really fun. I really just love working with those guys, and it's been really cool to work with Dennis.
You can see, like, when we watched the games afterwards where you had your first shutout and he had two, like, a couple of weeks before, the happiness between you, I mean, that was quite striking for us to see. It was genuine. It was a sign of a friendship.
Yeah, it's I'm Dennis's biggest fan.
Yeah.
And want what's best for him, of course. And I think, like I said, it's just going to be awesome to see where his career goes. And I think he's going to play in the NHL for a long, long time. So it's cool to be part of that journey with someone. And it's the first time it's happened for me in my career where I've had a goalie partner that wasn't, you know, within a year or two of me. So that's so cool is, you know, I can tell that he's really eager to learn. And it's so important for me, having gone through a lot of these experiences, especially in North America, where he's going to go, that I can pass as much, you know, help and wisdom to him as I can, just about different situations. And 90% of them are about off-ice stuff.
Yeah.
You know, how you're handling, you know, the ups and downs of the season and certain situations. Of course, he can go out and play and he's fine. You know, there's nothing I can really tell him about his game at this point. He's one of the top goalies in this league for a reason. And so, yeah, I'm just really trying to help him as much as I can about, you know, the professional side of hockey and dealing with all the outside noise and outside factors that come along with being a goalie and being in that environment. So, I'm really pulling for him. I hope to do everything I can to help him as much as I can and give him as much of the things I've learned and wisdom in that regard. So, I hope he is able to take a couple things from what I tell him and what I've been through and use it to his benefit.
Yeah, it's a very special role you have as goaltenders. You're under much pressure all the time. The spotlight is on you all the game, you know, people are watching. How do you handle that pressure? How do you cope with, like, the mental challenge of being a goalie?
Yeah, for me at this point, it's just experience.
Yeah.
Of course, the older you get, the more situations you've been in, good and bad, and you can, you really understand the importance of those situations later in your career when you're in a position like I am where, you know, I've had a lot of tough situations, had a lot of great situations, and I can really remember those and how I've dealt with them. And that's pretty much kind of how I approach the mental side is, you know, I prepare as best I can to put myself in the best position to be successful. And beyond that, as a goalie, there's so many factors you can't control. And from the mental side, as soon as you start worrying about those or thinking that you can control them, you're in trouble.
Yeah.
So I think that's one thing I've learned, you know, throughout my career is just focus on what you can and the rest is just noise. So
yeah,
I think the better I've gotten at that over the years, the more it's helped with my game and just the approach to the game where you realize that as a goalie, there's so many moving parts and so much that you can't worry about. And once you really just focus on yourself and what you're doing, you become much more successful with that. So the mental side for me has just been experience and drawing on those and learning from every situation. So, it's just been really accumulating a lot of different situations and processing them and taking time to reflect back and realizing
there's a something good to take from every situation that you go through.
Yeah, and I mean, it's a never-ending story, isn't it? You develop all the time.
Definitely. It's so different in hockey than it is in life. You have different situations that you go through, and at times you wonder why you're going through it sometimes, and you do your best to learn from it and move forward, and no different as a goalie.
It
can be a lot of ups and downs throughout the season, and they can be, like you said, really put in the spotlight. And the more you worry about that and concern yourself about what other people think or all the outside factors, and the tougher time it's going to be to overcome those.
I can imagine. We did an interview with your teammate, Mikael Lindqvist. He described every player on the team. And I'm going to read for you what he said about you. You don't know that?
No.
Okay, he said like this. He's one of the nicest and kindest North Americans I've ever met. A very good guy. It feels as if he doesn't dislike anyone.
Wow.
That's nice, isn't it?
Very kind.
Yeah.
Wow. Yeah, that's awesome.
I'm very curious, how would you describe the environment, the team environment that you're in, the atmosphere in the locker room? Because you're dealing with a lot of struggling now, with a lot of injuries. People have been away for quite a while, and you've been struggling with, like, I don't think you've had the same lineup for more like two games in straight.
Yeah.
How's the energy?
The energy is awesome.
Yeah.
It's so good. I think it's such a great environment to come to every day. And I think it starts with the core leadership that we have here. It's, you know, very challenging to go through times like this in the year where guys are hurt and out of the lineup for, you know, whatever the reason. Those can be really challenging days in the middle of the season. But the way that the core group here and the leadership creates a positive environment and an enjoyable environment to come to every day, the more guys are willing to work even harder and step up when needed. So I really did notice that from the first day, that you can really tell that this is just a championship environment here. And of course, it's no secret. They know how to win. And, and they definitely have brought that into this season where good times and bad times, it's very even keel in the room, and they find ways to find enjoyment out of every single day, even if it's a really tough one. So definitely starts with the leadership. I think the staff has done an awesome job as well, too, of being just very consistent. I think it's such an important factor throughout the season of, you know, trying to stay as even as you can. There's so many ups and downs from game to game and week to week and everything that once you really start worrying about those or letting you affect you, it can make for a long season. Yeah. So the environment they've created here has just been, like I said, just such a joy to come here every day, and, you know, willingness to work hard and, you know, pushing each other in that sense. So it really, as soon as I got here after a week or two, it was no surprise to me that, you know, they had won the championship last year, and, you know, you can really feel that environment, and it's awesome to be a part of.
Yeah, there are many players left as well from the golden year. So I can imagine that comes up once in a while, not all the time, but sometimes.
Yeah, that's just it. It's, you know, that's very common in Sweden. I have found that players and staff kind of stick around with their organizations, and you can draw an experience from a year ago or 10 years ago or 20 years ago. And especially here, where it's just been such a great organization for such a long time, they have so much to draw on, and it just creates that much more of an environment. When the expectation is really high, it really just kind of holds everybody very, you know, to a very high level. And that's awesome. And actually something that I was, you know, really shocked by almost was just how high that level is when I got here, and how much guys really expect of each other and push each other. And, it's so awesome to be part of, and really just makes coming to work that much more easy and enjoyable, and making the hard work, you know, not feel so hard. So
that's right. Great. Yeah. It's a winner mentality. Like,
exactly.
Yeah. I'm going to ask you a bit about life after hockey, because there will come a day sometime in the future.
Yeah.
And I've read that you have studied economy. So that's kind of not a plan for the future, but
yeah, it's definitely an interest of mine. I Yeah, I spent 4 years at Ohio State, and I was able to graduate there with a degree in finance. That was something that always interested me, mm-hmm. you know, especially going into college. I think for a lot of hockey players, they say, what's the easiest degree I can get so that I can spend as much time playing hockey as I can
yeah.
and have a life outside. But for me, it was really important, first and foremost, when I was deciding what school to go to go to a good school.
Yeah.
Because I thought the education side was important. And then once I was there, you know, to pick something that I really enjoyed doing and that would have a good opportunity of, you know, maybe being a career after hockey. So for me, that was finance and something that I still am very interested in to this mm-hmm. day and, you know, follow a lot of that stuff almost religiously, which is good. Something I enjoy doing outside the rink. So, yeah, after hockey, that's definitely maybe something I would be interested in doing. And, yeah, maybe stay in hockey in some way, maybe go completely different and get into the world of finance and the stock market and maybe go work on Wall Street or something like that. We'll see.
You see never know yeah, where the future will get you.
Yeah.
It's exciting.
I think it's good though, as players to have interests outside of hockey and something that's overlooked, I think, by a lot of guys. They just feel like they're going to play forever and they'll deal with it later. But that day comes for everyone, like you said.
Yeah, it does.
It's very important to have something that you maybe feel like you can go into. And yeah, you kind of take that element out of maybe feeling lost for a long time after you retire.
Mm.
Yeah.
Well, very good. Now, as I told you before we started recording, we asked on our social media for questions for mm-hmm. you, and I just drowned in them.
Okay.
People want to know everything about you.
Okay, interesting.
And I thought that if I will take all the questions, we're going to sit here until the end of the season.
Okay.
So, yeah, okay. I just cut them down a okay. bit. And I have a mixed 10 questions for you now.
Perfect, I'm ready.
And they're like the warm-up. They're quite not serious and serious.
Okay.
So, yeah.
Okay.
Be prepared.
Okay.
Favorite food?
Favorite
we
food?
Know now kebab pizza is one of your
kebab
favorites.
Pizza's
Swedish
up there.
Foods.
That's probably in the top five, but favorite food's probably sushi.
Really?
Yeah.
With salmon, or do you have like a roll?
Everything.
Or
salmon, tuna, shrimp.
Yeah.
Anything. Yeah. Yeah.
Very good.
Sushi's up there. Maybe classic, like steak is up there too.
Yeah.
Steak, shrimp. Yeah.
Never
I like a lot of foods.
Yeah.
Burgers.
Never disappointed on a good
But number
steak.
One would be sushi if I had to pick one.
Yeah?
Yeah.
What kind of music do you listen to?
I listen to everything.
Really?
Yeah. It kind of changes on the day. Listen to, you know, the EDM stuff, hip hop, country a lot. Sometimes slow it down with some softer stuff. I don't know. It kind of depends on the day, what kind of mood I'm in, but I definitely get a lot of use out of my Spotify. So I just had my Wrapped thing there a couple of weeks ago and it was a pretty mixed bag, but
it was,
yeah, because it all depends. Like if I'm, you know, going home after practice, I don't want to be getting super pumped up,
but
different story when I'm driving back towards the rink for a game. So I listen to everything.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Do you have a skincare routine?
In fact, I do.
Yeah.
Yeah. Maybe not like a,
like
strict
a
routine.
Step.
No, it's definitely not your classic 24 step nightly skincare routine. But I have a lot of like skincare products that I use almost daily, and it kind of catches guys off guard sometimes when I have my own like face wash and stuff at the rink. So
they're surprised by that.
Yeah, yeah. They're kind of thrown off. I think I'm the only guy that does that. So. Yeah, I'm. I have a lot of stuff that I do. A big CeraVe fan. That's,
really?
That's my brand. Yeah, so that's what I go with.
Very good.
Yeah.
Yeah. Who of your teammates are you most happy to have on your side now? I'm thinking someone you met when you were in Frölunda and then you thought, oh no, not that one's going to shoot at me right now. Do you have someone that you're like, oh, I'm so blessed now when I play in Färjestad and is on my team?
Oh, man. I can't pick one guy on that. There's a lot of guys.
Yeah.
It was actually, it's funny you say that because early in the year I had gone back and looked at like highlights from last year now that I knew the guys and, you know, who each player was and what number they were and stuff. So I went and looked back like who had scored on me.
Yeah.
So it was funny to go through that. I'm like, oh, thank God I don't got to do that again. Especially now that I know because they're picking me apart in practice and stuff like
I
that.
I can imagine.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, there's no one special that's like, oh.
Not one guy. No, not one guy that I can think of off the top of my head. There's probably like four or five, and it's the same guys that just pick me apart in practice every day. So you could probably figure that out.
You watch a lot. List and put with the article about the podcast. Yeah. Who is the best dressed player on the team?
Best dressed. I'd have to say Lennstrom.
Really?
Yeah. He's pretty swaggy. Yeah. He's got some good stuff. Mm. So I'll give it to him.
What is the biggest difference in being a goaltender in Färjestad compared to Frölunda?
I think the biggest difference is, you know, this is not goaltending specific, but is the environment for me. And I think it's just been so awesome to, like I said, have this environment that I come to every day and such a winning culture and winning attitude and, you know, championship style locker room. So I've really felt that from day one. That's been the biggest change for me is coming here and really feeling like I can find my game, like you said, and really kind of find out what's important and what to focus on. And I sound like a broken record, but that's what it all comes back to is the players and the staff, like I had mentioned before, and you know, just that type of environment. So that's been the biggest change for me. Mm. Yeah.
What do you have for breakfast?
I eat overnight oats every day.
Every day?
Every day.
Same toppings and everything?
Same everything. Yeah, I've been doing that for a long time now.
Really?
Yeah. It's just easy for me.
Is it like plain or do you have
there's
berries
stuff in
and
there. There's like berries and nuts and stuff in there. So it's not super boring, but
plain oatmeal, nothing else.
No, that's like, that's crazy stuff.
That would be extremely boring to have.
There's
just
lots of stuff in there.
Yeah.
But it's just easy for me to wake up, eat it quick, and then get out the door to the ring. Especially when you have like an early morning. That's what I had found when I had turned pro, that when you have those late nights on the bus and then you got to be up the next day to get to the rink, you're just skipping breakfast.
Like
if you don't have something made already, you're going right to the rink and you'll figure it out later.
Yeah.
So, I eat that every day.
Yeah. Very good.
Yeah.
What would it mean to you to win the Swedish championship with Färjestad?
It would be unbelievable. I think about it a lot and I think it's, you know, definitely on everyone's mind and it's been so fun to see like the eagerness and willingness of all the players that had won it last year, like just how excited they are to have the chance of doing it again. So that feeling has been contagious for sure. And I think it would just be unbelievable to share that with this group and with everybody in the room and all the staff and everyone involved, you know, behind the scenes. I think it would just be so special for our group and for the city and for the fans. Mm. So it would just be amazing. Yeah.
How would you describe the fans of Färjestad?
They're incredible. They're awesome. It's so fun to play here and, you know, to have them consistently come out and just be so loud, so energetic. It makes winning here that much funner. It's, you know, when you win and you have that much support behind you, it's just amazing and you just can't wait to do it again. So I can't say enough good things about them and their support throughout the year and just every game bringing it like so loud and so energetic and really, no matter if we're playing good, we're playing bad, whether we're up, whether we're down, they're just consistently supporting us and making it such a great environment here and a really tough place to be a visiting team.
I can imagine.
Like I said, can't say enough good things about them. It's been amazing. Their support's been incredible. And it just makes winning that much funner when you get to share it with them. And they've been so supportive the whole way.
Can you take in the atmosphere when you're goaltending or do you like try to shut it out? Or
A little bit of both.
Yeah.
Yeah. You try and shut it out, of course, when, you know, the puck's in your zone and you're trying to keep that out of the net. But I certainly have found the ability to pick certain times and places to really take in the environment. And, you know, sometimes like when we score and I'll just sit back and look around and kind of take in that energy. Mm. So that's really fun. And, you pick and choose your spots to take it
imagine.
In, but I'm definitely not, I don't have the blinders on. I take time sometimes to look around and soak it in.
Yeah.
Well, thank you so much, Matt. It was a pleasure having you.
Yeah, thank you so much for the time. That was awesome.
Well done.
I really appreciate
well
it.
Well done. Very yeah. mixed questions,
yeah,
as
definitely.
I said. But, you know, people want to know everything. So yeah,
that's fair.
Thank you so much.
Yeah, thank you.
And good
you.
Luck this week.
Thank you. I really appreciate that.
Yeah.
Thank you.
And I'm going to switch to Swedish now.
Okay,
to,
fair enough.
To read the last couple of words.
All right.
Yeah. Ja, men tack för att ni har lyssnat på det här premiär-engelska avsnittet av En ett istid med mig, Solveig Voice, och gäst Matt Tompkins. Ljud och mix, Solveig Voice. Ansvarig utgivare är Mikael Dotsten. Vi hörs igen. Hej!